You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah. All right, it's hour number three of Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. We go full buffet. 800-919-3776 to be part of the conversation. NFL draft a little over a week away. And still a lot of question marks about what the Giants should do at six. Trade out, get a quarterback, move up. All kinds of speculation going on there. And then there's the Daniel Jones aspect of it all going forward. Jets, same thing at 10, but seems to be holding right now at what they can do depending on what happens in front of them and what opportunities come their way. So draft conversation there with you as well. Rangers and Islanders both going to the playoffs. Islanders punched their ticket last night. Can they make some noise? Because Patrick Waugh, he believes he's reaching back to the days of Kevin Garnett.
Everything is possible.
Everything is possible. Everything is awesome.
That's what I'm saying. That's what that's what I'm going with.
I figured you would. And then, of course, the Rangers, they win the President's Trophy. So they are the best team in the NHL during the regular season. That should mean something, right? It doesn't. It's just you get a trophy, you get a banner, and then they say, okay, great, now go win the cup or else your season sucked. But for Laviolette, it's just another step along the way.
Boxes are checked. So it was good. I mean, it was a good regular season. You know, you got to do well in this part of the process in order to get a chance to play for the cup. And so we're able to do that. And I think the guys are really excited to move forward, looking forward to that and getting going with the playoffs.
And you know what else happened last night, Bart, here in New York City?
No.
A shocker. A shocking story. No, it's a huge story. Stunning news in the WNBA. With the number one pick in the draft, Caitlin Clark.
I got a little anxious there before the pick, but I think more than anything, just grateful and lucky to have my family here, my friends over there, coaches up here. So I think just enjoying the moment. Like you said, I've dreamed of this moment since I was in second grade, and it's taken a lot of hard work, a lot of ups and downs, but more than anything, just trying to soak it in.
Yeah, Indiana Fever, get Caitlin Clark. So the WNBA will have its biggest star in Indiana.
It was so funny, watching the Fever in Indianapolis, when they announced the pick, they didn't know who they were picking.
Come on.
Bro, you're first.
The Fever are on the clock. And then it's just...
But they all get up they had the jersey with their name on it already. You're the one pick that you absolutely know who you're getting.
Why would you even need to, start the clock?
Yeah.
Is that even necessary?
You're just trying to get us, keep us here all day, man. We got commercials we need to get.
You know what I mean? Let's just get right to it. But still, so that's official. That moves on. The cool story was Murray? She was the...
Keegan Murray?
No, not Keegan. Her teammate from Iowa. A bunch of her teammates came with her to celebrate.
Yeah, yeah.
And the one girl was there.
Did she get drafted?
Yeah.
She didn't know she was getting drafted?
No. No, she said, I came
She wasn't even dressed?
No, she had a suit on. She just had a regular suit, nothing. Some of the dresses, they all looked spectacular.
It'd been funny if she had a warm-up on or something. She
hoodie.
Me? what?
But she said she went to support Caitlin,
one? The black girl with the Afro puffs?
No. No,
the
no, she's
one,
too young.
The shooter?
No, the white girl with the blonde hair.
The shooter.
And on Iowa, I just said the white girl with blonde hair. You're like, yeah, okay, that's half the team.
Yeah, yeah, everybody but the black girl with the puffs.
Yeah, but she said, I was hoping I'd hear my name, but I didn't expect it. And then somebody said to her, hey, you need to move down. Because she was up in the upper deck.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you got to come down, sit here. You never know. You might get your name called. So she moved down, and sure enough, boom.
Was her family there?
How cool
was
that?
She probably didn't tell her family.
It's amazing. That was some cool stories there.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's a cool story. So all that's going on.
And I hope she ended up being the Draymond Green or who's some of the best second round draft picks?
Jalen Brunson.
Okay, outside of Jalen Brunson. It's a list, right? Was Ginobili
Draymond was second. Yeah, Ginobili. Yeah, that's all. But first of all,
Jokic?
I was going to say, Nikola Jokic is the best second round pick ever because he turned into an MVP. All right, so speaking of NBA, we have the play-in games tonight. It starts with the West, so we'll get into all that. But more, and your calls at 800-919-3776. But first, Bart, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Hunt.
No, I want to hear Jake say it.
It's hour number three.
It's hour number three. I want to hear Jake say it. No, I want to hear him to bring it in.
Well, then you do it.
No, I want Jake to bring it in.
All right. Oh, you want Jake to
to say your part.
You know what he's going
to
do?
I know.
It's the third hour, and we say something now, Bart.
Jeez. Hey, neutral.
Like the way he butchered audio files, I don't know if I want to give it to him.
Hey, neutral game member, say this one out. Go ahead, Alan. Let's do it.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Alan. Like
he's a neutral game.
you got Alan saying, I'm going to be the one that's going to speak proper. I don't know how I feel
go
about
ahead,
that.
Go ahead, Alan. You bring it in. We'll save Jake next time.
No, I'm going to let him give it.
Okay, let's go.
Take your chance now. No pressure.
Let's go thug.
You better nail it.
Let's go thug neutral head.
Better nail it.
You got the thug neutral hat.
All right, let's go.
All right. Bart, it's hour number three on the Bart and Hunt Show, so you know what that means.
Hey, Bart, it's hour number three on the Bart and Hunt Show. You know what that means.
Not going to fall for no banana in the tailpipe.
What do you mean you're not going to fall
for banana?
What do you mean you're not going to fall? Say it with your chest,
I mean,
man.
Come on, man. Where are you from?
How you gonna have
where
are
you from?
How you going to have a supreme...
Seriously.
He got a Rough Riders on, and he going to talk.
This guy talking like he's from Locust Valley. Like, what is this?
X-Wouldn't have said it like that.
Let's go.
Yo, y'all want me to bring the energy?
Yeah!
There we go. All right. It's hour number three on Bart and Han. Bart. Oh, man, I messed up.
Hold on. Let's see if the white guy can say it with more swag.
I know Dean Hannon can do it.
Dean Hannon's going to knock it.
I know
Dean Hannon's going to knock it out.
Say it like B-Rabbit, right? Say it like B-Rabbit.
Oh.
What?
Say it like B-Rabbit.
I ain't really swag. I just put the fuzz on my lip.
All right, fuzz man. It's hour number three. I'm Bart and Han.
Bart.
What's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. Ooh, we gonna call you MC Mayo from now on, Ray. I mean, that has so much soul in it.
You think Jake's allowed back in Harlem?
I don't know
if he's allowed back.
See, that's what happens when you go with the thug neutral hat. You know what I'm saying? He got the L.A. hat on there. He can work in the Crips and the Bloods
like,
hat.
Like, what set you play, son?
Like, bro, is that the Lakers or is,
Clippers?
Is that the Lakers hat or is that, let's see, no, or is that the Brooklyn Nets?
It's the Negro League version.
He makes sure he can walk in any hood. He's like, I ain't got no, because purple might be too close to blue, and I don't want to go to yellow. Mm-hmm. Y'all want to mess up. What's the other gang out there? The Rolling 60s? Not the Rolling 60s. What's the Nicaraguan gang? Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. See, I mess up the swag. Anyway, it's three. It's more than one gang out there in L.A. It's one.
Okay.
They out here too. Anyway,
there's everywhere.
He got the hat that he can make sure he can walk through no hood. Like, man, he's like, man, I don't want to get my ass kicked, so I'm gonna make sure I ain't got no colors on.
Black, the opposite of color. I don't know. I just saw the Rough Riders jersey today. I was like, I'm gonna just work everything around
it.
It just happened to work.
Hey, Bart.
For him, it was all just coordination.
Hey, Bart, it's hour number three on Bart and Han.
Oh, no.
Bartholomew.
Oh, my goodness.
It's hour number three on Bart and Han.
Hey, it's the third hour. It's Bart and Han. Hey, Bart, what would you say you say here? Bart?
It's the power hour, right, Bart?
I believe it's power hour, right?
It's crazy. I knock it out the park every other time. The one time I don't, it flub on today.
Brought to you by the
killed.
Corn growers.
Hey, Bauer. I'm Caitlin Clark's friend. And it's the power hour. Ha ha. Snazzity doo doo.
This is it. This is like, you know, he goes to Washington Heights. He's about to get a beat down.
Yo, y'all want me to bring the energy?
Yeah!
There we go. All right. It's hour number three on Bart and Han. Bart. Oh, man, I messed up.
Hey, man.
With that pressure,
I hate it here.
With that pressure, oh, man, you could draw a blank. Screen number two is mine, son.
That's
forever.
Yours?
Forever.
By the way,
forever, I mean, ever, ever,
and then your guy is just
talk about MC Mayo. Jeez, milk amnesia.
Oh wow,
the absence of all swag.
Anyways,
Tiger Woods for shizzle, for shizzle.
So,
the Giants, Daniel Jones, Dan.
No. We haven't gotten to this yet, but this is interesting. Oh, by the way, did you see that the Nets are going to go back to the future?
They're going back to the future? They're going back? They're getting rid of that black?
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
What are they doing? They are hiring the top assistant in the NBA. That's going to be their next head coach. Oh, yeah. You didn't hear about this?
Oh, boy. From
Oh, boy.
I thought he was at Golden State.
I don't know who.
Waiting for Kerr to leave. Kenny Atkinson.
No. That's what I mean. They're going back to that. Jordy Fernandez, right, is considered the top assistant in the NBA.
For real? Okay.
And they are hiring him. He'll be their next head coach. They're essentially doing, like, they're going back to what they had before they blew the whole thing up and had that work out. They had Kenny Atkinson. He was a perfect coach for them. They were a franchise that was operating well. They were a hardworking team. They were developing into something. And then they moved on from him because Kyrie didn't like him. Right? So they moved on from him, and now they're going back to that. Going back to getting themselves the top. And this is what you got to do. And they did it. But it's amazing, like, to think, like, so... The Kings have had – he has been considered – people love him with the Kings. And here's an interesting thing, by the way. The Kings could have wanted to keep him because there's no guarantees Mike Brown's sticking around there.
No?
I'm just saying.
Mike Brown, 2 years in the playoffs.
I'm just saying.
Last year,
I'm not saying that they would get rid of him.
Damn.
I'm just saying, like, he might not be loving life there for too long. So –
it's Sacramento.
Him moving on is a big deal. But the Nets getting him is also a big deal because they're bringing in one of the bright coaches, assistant coaches in the league, who's going to get his first chance. And this is essentially resetting and going back to what they were when they had Kenny Atkinson.
So is he staying?
That's what Atkinson was. It was a great hire, and then they didn't stick with him.
Is he staying during the playoffs, or is he leaving?
Yes, he's going to. No, he's going to. They'll finish this out, and then they'll move on. So there's that. There's also another story here to get to, Bart, and it's one that I'm wondering how people feel about this. So USA Basketball has, you know, the Olympics are this summer in Paris.
Paris.
And so they're putting...
We going?
You want to go to Paris?
Yeah. But when they start. Put me on assignment, baby.
They start when the Olympics start.
Just get me a hotel.
Right. We can work on that. So...
because surely a Knicks going to be there.
That's sure, what we're going to talk about. And don't call me Shirley. So.
I know I said Shirley.
On the roster.
Shirley.
Are names that are going to bother you. But one name that is not on the roster.
Okay.
Is Jalen Brunson. Who played for USA Basketball last summer and, you know, played pretty well.
So, yeah, he was the leader there. Like, hold up. So, I put in the work last year to play and do all that stuff and no? Like, okay. So, okay.
Tyrese Halliburton, who was part of it last year, he is on the roster.
So what you tell me, Halliburton? So let's not blame Halliburton and say it's his fault. So tell me,
I'm gonna give you some other names.
Who is on there that wasn't on there?
Okay, well it's not the Steph Curry, and Steph Curry's first time, I believe. Steph Curry and LeBron James will be teammates on this team. LeBron James is on this roster.
This tells me a lot.
I'm not done yet. Kevin Durant. Listen how old this roster is.
Yeah, that's what
Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant.
That tells me a lot.
Other names that you would recognize include
is Dame on there?
Anthony Davis.
His back.
Jason Tatum, Devin Booker, Anthony Edwards, Drew Holiday. This one I don't get.
Where's their size?
This is what I don't get. Bam Adebayo.
They always want it.
Bam Adebayo.
Bam gets way too much respect.
I said Anthony Davis, so that's
because they need a big man.
Yeah, well, here comes the big man. Halliburton, I mentioned to you already. The big man is.
I was ready to go with Big Cat.
You ready? Joel Embiid.
That dude, African.
No, he's now an American citizen.
Man, get your acculturated ass out of here.
He
man.
Is an
no,
American
hell no.
citizen.
No, he, no,
you
I
remember
don't care.
We did this? Like, I told you, he became an man, American citizen at the start of the season. He was very proud of this.
You know what this tells me? This tells me America is scared as hell. This tells me America is afraid.
Afraid of what?
He is
the one who became American.
No, they're afraid of the world. This means LeBrick James went in there and tried to recruit Joel Embiid, say, we need to do it for America. Don't worry, I'll put you in the crew. This is I don't like this. This is whack.
So you're telling me that this was like free agency?
Yeah, this is whack.
So Joel Embiid went into
this portal. You're African.
The international portal.
You're African. It should be Africa versus the world.
Africa is not a country. It's
a continent.
We did this already.
But you should be able to take all the African people should be able to be
one
continent.
Then we should just take North America then, and so we can have all the Canadian guys too. And then we'll still win.
No. We ain't going to win.
Who we? It's in Paris.
You said we. French going to win. Wimby, and if that's the case.
Can you name any other French?
No, if that's the case, Giannis was technically lived in France.
No.
Or born. He was born.
No, he's
born in Africa.
He's Greece. He's Greek.
No, but he was Greek.
Where was he born? Freak.
He moved to Greece later. He's from Africa or France.
No, his parents are from Africa. Well, he is from Greece.
So if your parents from there, can't you claim it? They got that rule too.
Yes, you could.
It should have been Giannis and Joel Embiid.
But they're not from this. No.
It don't matter, man.
You can't have a continent represented in the Olympics. It's countries.
For once, can black people get an advantage?
For once.
Can we make it fair? Because guess what? It's only one African able to afford a basketball in Africa countries. So you got to put them all together.
Can I just look at this for a second? Let's see. Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Joel Embiid, Devin Booker, Tyrese Halliburton, Anthony Edwards, Jrue Holiday, Bam Adebayo, Anthony Davis. Where's the white guy? For once.
Steph?
Where's the white guy? Steph's not a... Really?
Jason Tatum. No, Jason Tatum, mom, light skin. He just light bright like that. I knew his mom back in the day.
I bet you did.
I almost was his stepdad. I was. Anyway.
What?
Listen, I remember him running around the spades table when he was a baby.
Do you want to hear what Jalen Brunson thinks of this? Racist. Being left off. Now, there is one more roster spot open.
Give it to Tyler Hero, man. We need a white guy. We need affirmative action.
All right. If there was going to be one.
Let's get us a white guy.
One white chocolate. Who would it be? Is it Hero? Hero does carry himself like white chocolate.
He does
carry himself as he's that.
Nah, let me see. I can think of a better white guy.
Can you?
Yeah, give me a second.
But they're all international. None of them are Americans.
Yeah, give me a second.
Who's the best white American you could think of?
Give me a second. Oh,
get Dante DiVincenzo?
No. Get the white guy. Get the white guy for LeBron's partner. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Austin Reeves.
Yeah, Austin Reeves.
He was actually on the team last year.
That's what I'm saying. He could be the affirmative action.
You like it?
Let's get Austin Reeves, aka affirmative action.
He's from like, is he Arkansas? He's like from some.
No, that's
like,
white.
He's from a small town.
That's white.
Yeah,
that's like Larry Legend white.
Until John Calipari gets there.
Or maybe we can get the big dude Edie. No, he's Canadian. Damn,
Zach Edey is Canadian.
Okay, so. I was trying to get like a Christian Laettner white guy. Why from college?
Well, why don't we hear from Jalen Brunson? Right? Want to hear from Jalen Brunson?
That's disrespectful. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we need a white person.
All right. So Jalen Brunson was asked about being left off this roster.
What was your reaction to not being on that Olympic list?
I was just focused on playoffs. I didn't even look at the list.
It's the right answer.
So tell me this: bigger snub. Jalen Brunson, Isaiah Thomas. Who's the biggest snub? America's.
I mean, let's see. One was a historic dream team. The other is just a random Olympic team put together.
But no, because we didn't win last
I would say
time.
Isaiah Thomas is the great. Is the large Isaiah Thomas was already a two-time champion when they left him off that team.
Listen.
Clearly he should have been on that team. And you want to talk about affirmative action? What the hell was Christian Laettner doing there? We all know he shouldn't have been on that team.
But he was the greatest college player of all time.
What does that mean?
They knew they didn't need him.
So why put him on the team?
Because
it made no sense.
Because it was college.
He wasn't even going to play.
Right, because college.
Why is he on the team? Why?
Because he was affirmative action. And Chris Mullin and Larry Bird.
And John Stockton.
John Stockton was affirmative action. That's why Isaiah didn't go. It's like, we can't have all this flash. You know what I'm saying? We need to have a steady guy that's going to come down, dribble, handoff. I don't
put Brunson as big of a snub as Isaiah Thomas.
I do. You want to know why? Because if you win 50 games as a Knick, that's equivalent to winning two championships.
It's a lot.
Because he did it in New York.
It certainly is a lot.
I cannot believe that they played him like that. And I can't believe Joel Embiid. I hope somebody shoot him with a dart gun.
Excuse me?
I hope somebody shoot him with
a dart
gun.
No, you don't hope that.
I hope when he's in the Olympics, hey, Joe! Right in his neck. Hope he's good. Put him to sleep for the whole
wrong
Olympic.
With you?
Because, man, he turned his back on his people.
I don't even know if his bio, is Cameroon even eligible? Like, did they?
That's why
can they be in the Olympics?
That's what I'm saying. You got to put the countries together.
You have to win.
That's why I say you got to put the countries together.
No, you can't do that because that's not how it works.
It's only one person from Africa that plays basketball in Cameroon. That's Joel Embiid.
Okay. See, it's one thing if Cameroon had qualified for the Olympics and then he's playing for the U.S. and he should have been playing for them. Then I'd say yes. That would probably be controversial.
Is both of Joel Embiid's parents from Cameroon? Because he could have picked the African country.
I'm going to then now have to do homework on
he
that.
Could, he could have looked up. He could have picked the country of his ancestors, his grandma, somebody like that. That's a cop out, man, bro. He shouldn't be able to play.
Shouldn't be eligible.
He should be able
to
play.
Have to sit out the first Olympics.
Did Dikembe Mutombo ever play for the Dream Team?
No,
because he stayed 10 toes down for his people. Did Akeem Olajuwon ever play for? Did Akeem Olajuwon ever play for the American?
No,
because he stayed 10 toes down. I'm telling you, these new people, man, these new cats, man, they ain't loyal.
What if Bol Bol played for Team USA?
But that's different. Really Bobo was born here.
No, he was born in the Sudan.
Then he can't play. Bobo got to be on Team Africa.
Team Africa.
Bobo should be the point.
There's no Team Bobo Africa.
Bobo should be the point. Joel Embiid should be. Could you imagine if Bobo's the point? Joel Embiid. How many other Africans we got there? We could throw the Thanasis twins in there.
Well, no, they're from
Greece.
They can
take the ball. No, they're African, though.
They're from Greece.
But you can claim, you can take where your people are from.
Don LaGreca is sitting in the control room. Don's last name is LaGreca. That doesn't sound like, what does that sound like to you when I tell you the last name's LaGreca?
LaGreca. Is he African? Don, you African too?
No, it's not African. No. No.
No,
he's
Don.
Italian.
No, Don. Let me tell you.
But he doesn't mean he has to play for Italy.
Yes, he. Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
He better. He better.
Rick DiPietro. Sounds Italian,
what
right?
What is that? I don't know what it is.
He played for Team USA in the Olympics.
Where was he born?
In the U.S.
Then that's different. Joel wasn't born here.
But you know where the Olympics were that year? In Italy.
But Joel
should
wasn't he, born.
Should all the Italians been like, what are you doing on that team? Should have played for us.
It just depends on how much Rick DiPietro cares about his family and his history.
I guarantee you he has relatives in Italy.
Well,
he was trying to win a gold medal in Italy.
Well, he's a sellout.
His U.S.
Well, you think everybody there was like,
why are you playing for America?
Because you're Italian. Because you know Italians don't play.
Never
don't
turn
play,
on the family.
Italians don't play hockey. So he went out.
Well,
they
have a team.
Did they win the gold medal?
They did not.
See, that's why. Because he went over there and he threw the game so that all his Italian family can make money off of it.
They don't make money off of it.
You don't think it's betting on hockey in Olympics? Are you crazy?
So Embiid was
born
in Cameroon. His father was a military officer named Thomas.
Okay.
And his mother.
Whoa. Thomas?
Yes.
How the hell his name going to be Thomas and he African?
I don't know. His name is Thomas Embiid.
His name is Joel. Hold on. His dad took the colonizer's name?
If I told you a guy's name was Joel, the first thing you think is that he's from Africa?
You might as well name him Kunta Kinte. How you going to take the colonizer's name? Tom?
And his mother's name was Christine.
Come on, man. They ain't really African then. Oh, no. What's their African name? Come on, son.
He played volleyball. Growing up.
No, forget that, bro.
I'm telling you, he played volleyball and soccer.
I'm trying to figure out how these African people got the colonizer's name.
It doesn't go that far.
Joel
back.
And Tom?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Tom is like one of the whitest names you can have. And he from Africa. He from Cameroon. His name
is
Tom.
I don't know if they call him Tom.
His name was Thomas, right?
Thomas, yeah.
That's
Which is a very regal, very elegant name.
No, that's one of the whitest names you can get, man.
Sir Thomas Embiid.
I can't believe Joel
Military
did that.
Officer.
I can't believe. For who? For Cameroon or for America?
In the Cameroon. The Cameroon? I don't know. Cameroon.
Bruh, that is,
I'm trying to read quickly while also hosting.
You said Don Juan was in?
He's right there.
See him? Don Juan.
The handsome man sitting in the chair.
Don Juan. Is that one of the biggest sellouts ever?
Oh, boy.
LeBrick James, unconvinced. LeBrick James.
Yeah, they put Embiid in the portal, basically, is what Bart's saying. He's in an international portal.
Yes.
And he transferred to the U.S. so they can stack the squad and get a gold medal. Because with Steph Curry, KD, and LeBron, they're not good enough.
Playing.
But boy, Embiid puts them over the top.
We need some size in case we go against Wimby.
Killing me, man.
Nah, man, that's crazy. Man, you know what this is? This is an indictment on Anthony Davis and his badass back.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we don't know if he can play and that back going to hold up, so we got to get reinforcements. Let's go recruit an African and tell him he's American.
Yeah. So his father was a military
I couldn't go play for Africa.
You know, his father didn't want him playing basketball. His father wanted him playing volleyball.
I bet he wants that check now.
He said it was low contact, something that would never threaten to interfere with education.
Yeah.
Father was a strict man.
I bet he enjoying them checks now.
Pretty happy about it now, I think.
Like, Dad, yeah, what did you, but I just don't get it, man.
Clearly. Like, anyways.
This is another attempt of LeBron James to rig the field.
Yeah, like I said, because with Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, definitely not enough talent.
Because they're afraid. Because who's the team that they played last year that they got banged up on?
That's Vanessa Williams looking right now.
Without the makeup, it'd be tough sometimes.
She looks great for her age.
No, she's beautiful. I don't know how old she is.
I don't either.
I think she's about 60.
I think she looks great.
Oh, them hips look bad, though.
Don't say that. Okay. 800-919-3776. We didn't get to. I guess we'll figure it out. The matchups tonight.
That surprised
you too. Should the
Lakers
throw the game?
That surprised you too. You saw them change. You're like, oh.
Bet the NBA
high blood pressure
play-in tournament with the No Sweat Same Game Parlay from FanDuel. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You'll get bonus bets back if your Same Game Parlay doesn't win on any Tuesday night matchup. NBA Same Game Parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance to score a bigger payday. And you know what? Tonight, there's going to be some interesting games. But Steph Curry, over 28 points. I think that's what I saw. 28.5, right? Would you take the over on Steph Curry in a must-win situation for him and the Warriors? However you want to play, just head to FanDuel.com/Allen to bet on the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay. That's FanDuel.com/Allen. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 older, physically present in New York. Minimum 3-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-trouble bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
No, we not, man. We vote Jalen Brunson in. We get his African ass up out of there.
It's USA for Africa.
No, exactly.
See?
Exactly.
We raised money so that we could eradicate hunger. And in return, got Joel Embiid.
Nah, hell no.
I think that's fair.
No, man.
Listen, Michael, Bruce Springsteen, Cyndi Lauper. Who else
Everybody
was in this
was
thing? Kenny Rogers was in this. All of them sang in the 80s,
you know, they got
so we can win a gold medal today.
You know they got a Netflix special on that.
They
did it all in one night. And they said Al Jarreau was drunk as hell, and by the time he couldn't concentrate when they did they did and then they said they invited Sheila E. because they were hoping that Prince would come. And then when she realized... She realized that they didn't get a solo. She's like, oh, I was so honored. And now I realized that they were just using me.
Yeah, they just wanted to play some drums.
Because it was going to Grammys. And then Michael never showed up. He stayed back to get ready. And him and Lionel Richie wrote the song.
Yep.
And then they said, like, Stevie Wonder was there. And he's like, we should put some Swahili in there. They're like, bro, they're not Swahili. They don't speak Swahili. You want to put some Swahili in there? They know. They're like, bro, man, we had too many eagles in there trying to Swahili. Like, bro, that is not a And that's Swahili, bro. It's Africa. It ain't just what you should watch the special, man.
I need to see this.
We need to
do it. Where can I see this?
Netflix.
Oh, I got to see this.
It was one night.
You know I love that stuff.
Yeah, man. It was because Quincy Jones.
I figured he was in the middle of this whole
thing. Yeah, Quincy Jones was like the.
Now, which was the better song, though? Do They Know It's Christmas, which was also another one where it was about raising money.
Do They Know It's Christmas about
Do They Know It's Christmas was all.
I never heard that one.
You know that song. If we played it, you'd know it. It's all.
Jake, you ever heard that song?
This was Bob Geldof. Then they got all the acts from the 80s together to sing that song.
It's crazy because if I'm James Brown, like, yo, why would I invite it? It was a lot of dudes that they left off of that list. It was a lot of great singers.
You couldn't have everybody.
Whitney Houston wasn't there.
But wasn't the whole idea was whoever was at the Grammys, they just got them together?
Luther Vandross wasn't there. I'm like, bro, hold
up. Luther Vandross? Oh, I didn't know that.
Just think, Luther Vandross not there, Whitney Houston, James Brown, Ray Charles not there. Hold up, son. Dave's like, we only can have one blind person per event. So they picked Stevie. They're like, we'll take the young blind
Are
guy.
You sure that's what
I
they said?
I think that was the rule.
Is that what it said in the documentary?
I think that was the rule. I think they were like, they're like, man, we can't have too many blind people here tripping over everything.
Well, anyways, there's that. What do you want to see happen tonight?
I want to see us vote Jalen Brunson in.
Well, no, we can't
We can start a petition. This is New York City. We get 300,000. We can get Jalen Brunson in and Joel Embiid disqualified.
They couldn't get Jalen Brunson as a starter for the All-Star game. You think people are going to vote for Olympics?
This is different. This is our country.
It doesn't matter.
This just ain't right.
No. The people in New York City already spoke. They could care less about voting for athletes. They ain't doing it.
No, this is different.
All right?
This ain't fair.
Tyrese Halliburton gets to start the All-Star game. Now he gets to play on the Olympics.
Jalen
Brunson gets to stay home and rest, which is what we want him to do.
No, they put an African in there. For a spot reserved for American. I'm American. He's American.
I never saw you as that guy.
No, because that's not
waving
right.
Waving the flag.
That's not right. That's not right, man.
You're that guy, huh?
I'm just saying that's not right.
Hmm.
Like Joel Embiid is African, not American.
Right. Interesting. You know, your fearless leader is downtown. You want to go to a rally and
who, Joe Biden?
Pump your fist?
I don't have no leader. I go for whoever politics help me out when I need it.
That's how we all should be, right?
Really? Anyway. I disagree with both sides of them. Both of them can be stupid sometimes.
Yes. We'll just leave it there. So tonight, Lakers-Pelicans is the first game, right?
Yes.
7:30 TNT, and this is for the right to get the seventh seed and to play the Denver Nuggets. Do you agree or disagree that the Lakers would be better off losing this game? Which, by the way, they could lose this game. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, is Ingram back?
They absolutely could lose. Yes, Ingram is back. So, like, when I say, like, oh, they should, they can lose. If they lose tonight, it shouldn't be this, oh, they threw the game. No, they absolutely can lose this game. But do you think, in your mind, are you like, you know what? I think it's better that they lose.
I think it is. I think they smart they'll lose. Maybe LeBrick want to go on a vacation early.
Ingram is back. Now, he had missed a ton of time, so he's just come back.
He always hurt, yeah.
But still, they got him back.
He makes a big difference. He makes them elite. That's another playmaker.
Yeah, they're a lot harder to guard. And thinking of guard, they are a really good defensive team. And the only problem is, of course, is that Valanciunas is a good center, but Anthony Davis, when healthy, that's a bad matchup. Right? Anthony Davis is better than him. But Anthony Davis has back spasms on Sunday.
Yeah.
So, like, is he already starting? Like, is this like, oh, here we go?
He's starting his excuse.
Man, somebody go pick up AD. Right.
But also, he's played longer than he's ever played. Like, did he play more games?
He did appear in the most games, but that still doesn't mean that he's not ready to get, you know, to start getting those injuries at the worst possible time, which is right now.
Yeah, that would be crazy. Be healthy all this year, then his back tighten up.
I think this is a big game for Zion. Like, we've stopped talking about Zion, right? Like, face of the league now becomes Wemby.
He lost the weight, yeah.
You know, it's still Steph. It's still LeBron.
When Ja come back, I wonder what he going to do because he came back short briefly.
No, Ja can't talk to me. I'm sorry. That ship has sailed, man.
He got hurt.
No.
I mean, after the suspension, he got hurt.
Yeah,
a couple games, he was back. He was doing his thing.
He was, but
then he got.
But it's hard to root for a guy that you know has got tied to him.
It got thrown out. They said that he was defending himself when he punched a teenager in the face.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what they said
on his property.
Yeah, they say these young whippersnappers sometimes you got.
Oh, and by the way, Dad is still courtside acting up And everybody in Memphis is just going, oh, that's just his dad. Let him be. Hopefully he'll just stop. Like, they don't do anything about it. No checks, no accountability.
Why is he going to the games when Jai ain't playing?
No, it's when he was playing.
Okay.
He was just acting up courtside. It's not necessary.
I would say, your son ain't playing, you can't come.
You saw Shea Shea, they were going to go to blows. So, I'm sorry. I cannot feel like there's a face of the league when all that stuff is still, to me, fresh in my memory about him. But for Zion, going up against LeBron, this is a big game. If he has himself a big performance tonight, this could be a big step for Zion in kind of reclaiming some of that cachet he once had as a marquee player. The other game tonight, 10 o'clock on TNT, is the Warriors and the Kings. And for Golden State, like, this is, feels like, is this the end? Like, is this it for them? Could we see...
Last of Clay.
Does Clay end up somewhere else? Does Steph have another signature game? Is it possible that that's it? The Warriors are out. Of all the stars that you're not going to see in the postseason, it's Steph Curry that you're not going to see instead of LeBron or KD. It's Steph Curry that won't be in this year's playoffs. That won't seem right. You know what I mean? Usually you're used to. Like, remember last year, 50-point game 7?
Yeah.
Like there's something special about
game
him.
Game 6 Clay.
You know what I mean?
But yeah. This may be the passing of the baton. You know, this could be LeBron. This could be Steph Curry.
Are they big enough?
Saying Ant-Man.
Ooh.
Carry the league.
Well, let's see if he can.
Ant-Man, get at me.
Another series, by the way, to keep an eye on, because that's no given either. So it's going to be fun games tonight, no doubt about it. Fun games certainly to talk about with you at 800-919-3776.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, you ain't played none of Drake's comeback. You just keeping it there? Okay, that's how you feeling, Jake? You already chose
I can't keep up with it, by the way.
Oh, I got my side.
Too much happening.
Rick Ross has took it a whole nother way. Like, Rick, we didn't even want to see you get involved. We wanted to see Kendrick just say something. Now, Rick Ross just come out of nowhere, and he's like, all right, man.
The whole thing just...
He's just trying to sell lemon pepper wings.
It doesn't feel like now it's gotten to a point where it's... Nah. Everybody has to have something to say. All right, whatever.
Bro, Chris Brown went at Quavo. That was funny. That's some old, you talk to my girlfriend beef. Like, Chris Brown went at him. And then Quavo made a song 24 hours later.
Don't you feel like some of this...
No Quavo.
Don't you feel like some of this is kind of like silly?
Nah. This is hip-hop.
This is what grown men do?
Is that was it silly when LL went at Cameron? I mean, not Cameron, Cannabis? Yeah. Or when he went at Kumo D? Or when Dr. Dre...
In the end, yes.
Or when Luke went at Dr. When Eazy-E went at Dr. Dre, or when Luke went at Dr. Dre.
See, that's a little different, though.
Luke went at Dr. Dre.
That stuff's different.
Nas went at Jay.
That's...
Tupac went at Biggie. It's all this is hip hop, son. It's been going on. Like who
but
went?
This was so random. That was a different era, man. This suddenly became wait a minute. Why are we doing this?
This has been brewing.
It's been brewing, I understand.
Yeah, and they were like, hey, man, pillow talking, man. Like remember, they started off with Lil Wayne. I mean, they started off with Drake. Mm. You know what I'm saying? They were all friends.
I know what this is, right?
What, marketing ploy?
No, this is a distraction. This is Wag the Dog. You know what this is? Let's stop talking about Diddy. Let's stop going now. We don't want to go down that road. We don't want to open up doors that we don't want to open.
Oh, no, no. We still
we don't want to go. Let's create this other drama that now everybody's focused on.
We still here for Fleece
Johnson. And then we won't talk about this anymore.
No, we still here for Fleece Johnson. We still looking for Fleece. We still looking for the booty man. We still on that too.
This feels like an industry thing that was this was getting bad for our industry. So let's create some other diversions to get us off this.
Diddy falling down on
now people like me started paying attention to it. And Black Twitter was like, "Oh wait, this shouldn't have gotten out that far."
No, nobody care about Diddy. Ain't nobody. Someone
that's big
Diddy.
Business, man.
I get it.
That's big business.
But Diddy
goes down. A lot of people go down.
But listen, Diddy ain't had no damn. Name the group or the talent that Diddy represents.
That doesn't matter. That part doesn't matter. It's the rest of the industry of that you're holding up from that success.
Nah, man, this is Drake's industry now. Drake is a non-threatening Barack Obama. He's black and white.
Wait a minute.
It's now, like the piano, baby.
See, this is where I can't catch up. Now there's something bad about Barack Obama?
No.
Well, you just compared Drake to him.
Yes, I'm saying he's the Barack Obama.
But why is that a bad thing?
Because it's not.
I thought he was a good thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because he's black and white.
Right.
He brings the pianos together to make beautiful music. Yeah, Drake is black and white. His mom is white. His dad is black.
I'm aware, but again, but you just made a negative connotation to something that I thought was a big positive in that community.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm very confused.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Drake is the Barack Obama. That's a compliment to Drake, saying that, hey, he's commercialized rap and he's big. He's too big to fail. He's our Diddy. He's the guy that the industry is going to stand on right now.
Okay.
He's the guy that's trying to catch Michael Jackson.
But why is everybody going after him then?
Because when you're on the top, everybody come after you. And then some people think he's loose with his lips with the pillow talk.
Mm.
So some people think he can be snaky, which most people on the top got
dirt
too.
Well, I'll be watching basketball tonight. Bart, he'll be doing this.
We still looking for the booty man.
Yep. So go ahead, Bart. Do that. We'll see you tomorrow.
I just put the fuzz on my lip. Oh, you know who the booty man is. We still looking for the booty man.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.